Now, the southeast coast of Ireland has had its fair share of tragedy. The latest is particularly cruel. Three brothers lost at sea after their small fishing boat capsized. The bodies of 49-year-old Paul, 47-year-old Kenny and 44-year-old Shane Bulger were taken from the sea under a kilometre off Brownstown Head. Pat Fitzgerald is a Sinn Féin councillor in Tramore. Pat, thank you for taking our call on an awful morning for the area. I know you're related by marriage to the men. What more can you tell us about them?
Yes, well, we had, as everyone's never been, it was an absolute dreadful tragedy we had here yesterday, and it comes after a long string of dreadful tragedies for this area, and really the community is in a state of shock, and all I can say is that this has visited us again, and the community is now devastated, with three brothers from the one family having been lost yesterday.
It's a big family, Pat. There are other brothers and sisters in the family as well. What more can you tell us about the family and about the three men themselves?
Very, very well-liked family, very well-respected, well-liked family, very popular family. The lads themselves, all of the brothers, they were very, very close. They worked together, they kind of socialised together, you know, and they kind of practically went everywhere together, so and they always helped each other in their work. They would have been from a long tradition of fishermen, like their grandfathers and their great grandfathers would have been fishermen from the estuary fishermen there from Passage East, and it was in their blood, and I suppose that it was something they were always going to do, no matter how difficult it got, you know.
They'd been fishing, as you said, all their life. They came from a family that was well used to being at sea, so they were experienced. They knew.
Oh, extremely experienced fishermen. They would have been extremely experienced seafarers. They would have been in small boats since they were children. You know, they would have been brought up beside the harbour in Passage East. You know, within a stone's throw of the harbour, like. They lived, you know, so like from a very early age they would have been very, very used to boats. And
Pat, however experienced, accidents do happen at sea, and as you said, several of them around the southeast coast in recent years. What do you know of what happened yesterday?
It's very vague as to what actually happened yesterday, the events of what happened. They put to sea sometime reasonably late in the morning. I think it was around 10 o'clock, they put to sea from Dunmore East, and they were going down along the coast, going west along the coast towards Tramore Bay. Now, Brownstown Head would be at the entrance to Tramore Bay, and it was there that they were, or not far from it, that they were recovered, the boat and the three bodies was recovered at about 6 o'clock yesterday. But the alarm wasn't raised until they didn't arrive back in the harbour at 4, half 4, 5 o'clock, you know, and then they said, look, something is wrong here, that these men should be back, you know. So that's when the alarm was raised. So how long they were actually in the water or what time the accident happened, we're not quite sure.
Pat, thank you very much for speaking to us, and our condolences to you, your extended family and all affected by this tragedy. Three brothers lost at sea off the coast of Tramore in County Waterford. We'll have more on this story later in the programme. It's 7:25.